If you're a fan of the television show Saint Elsewhere, if you're a lapsed fan, or even if you've never seen it, television critic David Bianculli says now is the time to tune in. The show's going off the air for good in a couple of weeks, and David says the last two episodes are prime Saint Elsewhere.
I was one of the first people to say hello to Saint Elsewhere. I reviewed the show's first five scripts the summer before the show premiered in 1982. So even though its farewell episode isn't until next Wednesday, I wanted to be one of the first people to say goodbye. Until this season, I was a Saint Elsewhere junkie. Never missed an episode and kept in constant touch with friends who were just as excited by the show as I was. After the best episodes, we'd immediately call each other and compare reactions. But this season, when Ed Flanders and his character of Donald Westfall left the show, it lost a lot of heart and direction, and Saint Elsewhere stopped being my favorite show for a while. But in the last 2 weeks, it's returned with a vengeance, and in the next 2 weeks, it'll go out with a bang. I've seen an advanced tape of the finale, and it's great. Of course, greatness is nothing new to Saint Elsewhere. What I've always loved about the show is its rare ability to make you cry and laugh in the space of 1 hour, and the way it was always pushing the envelope of series TV. Saint Elsewhere fans can conjure up favorite episodes or key scenes in a sort of excited shorthand, and the list is a long one. For me, single-scene highlights include Jack Morrison listening with a stethoscope to his dead wife's transplanted heart, Bobby Caldwell getting slashed, Peter White getting blown away by Nurse Daniels, Morrison being raped, Craig butting Ehrlich's head, and the scene from last week's show in which Fiscus visited Elliot in the morgue. Both of them had died at St. Eligius, but only Fiscus had been revived by his colleagues. Then there were the episodes that were terrific from start to finish. The two-part flashback episode tracing the history of St. Eligius. The Dreams episode, and Fiscus's two-part afterlife episode, both of which featured Terrence Knox as the dead Peter White. There was the Toast to Excellence episode that ended the show's first season, the James Coco and Doris Roberts Street People episode, the show when Shirley Daniels returned to St. Eligius with a gun, and the show that exemplified the series' goofy sense of humor, the Mary Tyler Moore salute, in which John Doe No. 6, an amnesiac, adopted the identity of Mary Richards. The May 25th St. Elsewhere finale, written by executive producer Bruce Paltrow and director Mark Tinker, from a story by Tom Fontana, John Tinker, and Channing Gibson, is right up there with the other St. Elsewhere classics. It's the most satisfying final episode to a series ever, even better than The Fugitive. And with typical Looney Tunes humor, the final St. Elsewhere includes a one-armed man running through the halls of the hospital with a certain Dr. Kimball trying to find him. There's also a great collection of jokes, some wonderful drama, and one perfect final scene that is topped by another perfect final scene, one that puts the entire series in a whole new perspective. I won't say anything more, except that the writers found a way to take the series' most familiar visual, the exterior of the hospital, and make it even more special. Saint Elsewhere says goodbye a lot better than I can, but to all the people who made it, wrote it, starred in it, or watched it, thanks. In a way, I feel like we were all in it together.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.